John Maron was one of 20th century America's most accomplished watercolorists. Conservator Rachel Mustalish.
The Brooklyn Bridge shows a few of the watercolor techniques that he starts in this period and really develops through his whole career and modifies and changes, one of which is the use of what I call a color wash, a pale, scrubbed-down area, which is in the bottom third of this composition, at the same time being a meticulous planner to make sure to leave some of the paper white or in reserve so that those become the bright highlights of his work.
You can see those highlights around the bridge's pointed arches. At the top of the painting, Maron has scraped the paper repeatedly with a stick, streaking the sky with white diagonal lines that have a tactile, almost violent presence. Jessica Murphy is a research associate at the museum.
His techniques match his subject matter so well at this moment. The Brooklyn Bridge wasn't brand new at this point. It had opened in 1883, but it was still really celebrated as an icon of modernity, an icon of New York City, an icon of social progress.
Maron's bridge seems to strain outward against its own cables, as though it is surging and expanding with the dynamic growth of New York City.